Welcome to a new episode of Howling with Second Grade. I'm Miss Lazo.
I'm Miss Okamoto.
I'm Miss Torsak.
And I'm Miss Lopez.
This week we would like to share a quote with you. It says, "Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you are right." And that's by Henry Ford.
This goes perfectly with our growth mindset lessons this week, since we have to always remind ourselves that if we feel like we can't do something, we must say, "I can't do it yet."
Changing our mindset and looking at situations differently and looking at the positives of every situation will help us grow.
Here are our learning targets for this week. In math, we will be learning to use place value discs. Place value discs are representations of the value of each digit. You will see your child use ones, tens, and hundreds. This will help your child gain a concrete understanding of each value.
For ELA, we will be focusing on common word endings and monitoring comprehension in our reading.
In writing, we are going to be working on developing powerful endings to our stories.
In social-emotional learning, we will continue to work on goal setting and managing our behavior.
Here are a few reminders for this week. Second grade teachers all shared a sign-up genius with families. Please be sure to fill out a time as soon as possible. This was for conferences.
Please remember that every day will be a minimum day for our Triad Conference Week, which will be September 21st through September 25th.
This week's teacher tip is about working at frustration levels. In the classroom, we talk often about students working at their independent instructional or frustration levels. In the classroom, we can bring our reading and classwork assignments to an instructional level by providing supports and modifying assignments. From a distance, this is much harder to do. We try to foresee what students might need to help them be successful, but we cannot always know. The important thing for you to know is that finishing an assignment may not always be in the best interest of your child. If they have reached a frustration level, little more will be accomplished by completing the rest of the assignment. It is okay to walk away and complete it at a later time. Or stop working altogether and reach out to a teacher for more help. We set aside office hours every day so that we can help students in this situation. We are all here to support our students, and communication is the key. Here are some important dates for this week.
Monday, September 14th, we'll be having a board meeting, which you can attend virtually at 7:30.
The virtual book fair will be coming next week. Look for more information to follow.
That's it for this week. I'm Miss Lazo.
I'm Miss Lopez.
I'm Miss Okamoto.
And I'm Miss Torsak.
Second grade squad signing off.
Oh!